Well, there's been talk lately about privatizing Pennsylvania's Liquor Control Board. Could the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission also be on the state's endangered species list? Republican Representative Jim Christiana of Beaver County, who calls the commission a bloated bureaucracy, is our guest now live on the KDKA Afternoon News.
Welcome, Jim. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us some of the things you believe make the Turnpike Commission bloated and wasteful.
Well, if you compare their operation to PennDOT, they have one executive manager for every 60 miles of roadway versus a PennDOT that has one executive manager for every 5,800 miles of roadway. And then if you're looking at just managers, not just executive level, but of all managers, the Turnpike, which oversees 580 miles of roadway, they have a manager for every 11 miles. 11 miles of roadway, they have a manager. PennDOT has one manager for every 1,300 miles of roadway. So we've got a lot of work to do to close the fiscal crisis in Harrisburg, and I think the $300 million that supports a patronage-laden, politically connected system needs abolished.
Well, you're not missing any words there. You are proposing merging Turnpike operations with PennDOT. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, now how would that work?
It would create an administration of tolls for under PennDOT. There would be a new deputy secretary that would oversee the toll roads in Pennsylvania instead of the Turnpike overseeing those.
Well, let's delve into that just a bit. What about this angle of it? The funding structure has the Turnpike sending revenue to PennDOT for road and bridge repair. So what happens to that money in your plan?
It would all go towards the funding mechanism for highways and roads. So instead of the Turnpike administering that funding scheme, PennDOT would oversee it, just like I envision, instead of having just the gas tax in Pennsylvania fund roads and bridges, to also allow the tolls to fund roads and bridges. My theory is the $300 million of operating costs that are paid for by the tolls of Pennsylvania, they should be going to actually fixing roads and bridges. We know in Pennsylvania we have an infrastructure problem. We don't have enough money being spent on roads and bridges, and this would go a long way to helping repair more roads and bridges instead of paying for politically connected friends.
Do you have a bill actually put together proposing this?
We've put out, the first step is to put out a co-sponsorship memo. It will be House Bill 76. We're urging our colleagues to join on to the bill, and after the governor is sworn in next Tuesday, the formal introduction of the bill will take place. I'm hoping that Democrats, Republicans, all of us who want to balance the budget by eliminating waste, fraud, inefficiencies, will join on to the bill.
Jim, we want to stay in touch with you as this goes down the road. Other people have tried and not succeeded, so we're interested in seeing how far you get down, to use a bad phrase here, the road.
Well, and I think the difference this time around, I think the merits of the bill speak for itself and have in the past, but that with a new administration coming in that have said they're not going to support tax increases, we're going to balance a budget without tax increases, which I support, we're going to need to make these necessary cuts, and what better than waste, fraud, and abuse in the Turnpike Commission? And I'm not, I don't want to speak to the hardworking folks out there that keep the Turnpike plowed, and the hardworking people. They're actually protected in my bill. It's the patronage system in Harrisburg that needs eliminated.
Jim, thanks for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it. That is Beaver County Representative Jim Christiana, live on the KDKA Afternoon News.